homemade radio. Some people call it the farmer's market of radio. And that's KABU, and we can only do it with your support. 877-500-5266. Call us right now.
Thank you, Matthew and Jenka. You are tuned to KBOO Portland. Stay tuned for an hour-long special Stage and Studio with host Dime Roberts.
This KABU program is made possible in part by KABU Foundation members and a grant from Portland Community College, where the Southeast Center at 82nd and Division is now a full-fledged campus, allowing students to earn an associate's degree in their own neighborhood. PCC celebrates on October 18th at noon with campus tours, local food vendors, and live Afro-Cuban music by Maleo de Cuba. pcc.edu/celebrate.
I'm Dime Roberts, Stage and Studio. I've been hearing this song in my head since yesterday. I'm so excited about what's coming up here. We're listening to the title song of Dream Girls, recorded live by Portland Center Stage. We're going to dream big today on this membership drive edition. Actresses Antoinette Comer and Laura Faye Smith, who appear in two of the opening shows at Portland Center Stage's production of the Tony Award-winning Broadway musical and Oscar-winning Dream Girls, and the original play by Portland favorite Adam Buck called The Typographer's Dream. So it's lots of dreams today. We'll also give away tickets to both Dream Girls and The Typographer's Dream. So stay with us. It's going to be a fantastic show. And at 11:30 on this one-hour special, we'll talk with Paul White and Walter Jaffe of Whitebird Dance about their international lineup of dance performances. And we'll be offering tickets to those shows for your KABU membership. And so call, if you haven't yet, you can get a head start on some of these tickets at 877-500-5266. Stay with us for this one-hour membership drive show or go online at kabu.fm. This is Stage and Studio. I'm Dime Roberts, Stage and Studio. With me in the studio are actresses Antoinette Comer. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome. And Laura Faye Smith.
Hi.
Welcome. And each of you are in two of the opening shows at Portland Center Stage. And I want to welcome you both to Stage and Studio. Now, Antoinette, what part were you singing in there? Were you singing all? Because that was the recording of you guys singing, right?
That was the recording.
Yeah.
I was actually not in the recording.
Oh,
I,
yeah.
It is okay.
You should have sang along. You know, we could have added you in just now.
Absolutely. Oh, no. But in the show, I play one of the dreams that comes into the group later on in the show. Yeah. But a little bit about the show. It's loosely based on The Supremes, and it follows a group of three female singers and kind of their rise and fall, jumping into the music business. So, yeah.
Well, it really is about the Motown era.
Yes.
Now, I want to talk about both of your roles here, but Antoinette, you kind of move around a lot in the show, don't you?
I do.
Yeah.
I do a
yeah.
lot of moving around in the show.
And so this is your second production of Dream Girls?
Yes.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So did you, different roles or different things?
Different roles.
Yeah.
The first time I did the show, I was in the ensemble, and this time I'm playing Michelle.
So it's good.
It's good.
It's a progress. And you just came off of Mamma Mia, right?
I did.
The touring show of that.
I was on the national tour and a little bit international, so I flew here directly from South America to start the show.
Wow, that's exciting. I don't think I've had anybody fly from South America to be on Stage and Studio. Thank you for doing that.
No. Oh, goodness. Yes, just got here this morning.
Just for this morning. So what's your favorite moment in Dream Girls?
My favorite moment in Dream Girls is probably the end of the show. I don't want to give away how it ends, but collectively, like I said, there's the girls go on a journey and they kind of come together in the end, and it's very beautiful. So again, I don't want to give too much away, but that's definitely my favorite part of the show, is how they come together in the end.
Well, there's probably there's an emotional tie to that, probably.
Yes.
Well, I don't know. I'm very excited to see it. And if people haven't seen it, it is quite the spectacle. But it's also a very moving story of women's struggles from different points of view.
Yes.
I mean, it has everything in it. I mean, it's, you know, you get the song and the dance, but you also have these great moving themes in it, too. Laura Faye Smith, you're a veteran Portland actress. Great to see you back It's been a while.
Yeah.
And The Typographer's Dream. Now, this isn't the first Adam Bach play that you've been in.
No.
Because you were in, what was it, The Receptionist?
The first thing I did of his was when Portland Center Stage did The Thugs. And so that was the first time I was in it. And actually, Kelsey Tyler and Sharon Lee McLean, who are in Typographer's Dream as well, we were all in that show together. That was the first one I did. And then I produced The Receptionist over at Coho, and then Portland Center Stage picked it up and we ran it there again.
Wow,
and then
good
I
for
did,
you.
Yeah, and then he was here twice for Jaws, so I did a reading of his called San Diego, and then last year we did A Life. And now we're working on this.
You're sort of Adam Bach go-to actress here, aren't you?
You know what? Nothing can make me happier than that. He is my favorite playwright, and I will say, working on his work with Rose Reardon, I had, like, you know, when you have a dream as an actor, you say, this is what I want. This is my big audacious goal. And I remember wanting to work on a new play of his with Rose directing, and then they called me to do San Diego, and I started to cry because I thought, oh, I need a new dream.
Like, here's that. The theme of dreams going running through here. So would you describe that he has sort of a running theme of office plays? I mean, they seem to be little stories, but told in an unusual way.
They are told he's got a very unique voice as a playwright. I think his work is fascinating. I think he writes the way people talk. So working on his shows and memorizing his scripts is definitely really getting into the mind of those particular characters. The way we naturally interrupt ourselves when we speak, he writes that way. So you have to, like, your mind is pinging around very much. You have to go, how is that character getting A to B?
I think it'd be harder to memorize that than a monologue.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. This play is different. It's not really about an office, but it is about work. It examines a bit how we relate to what we do, and how what we do gives us meaning and validation, and what happens if that validation goes away. Like, if you lose your job or you choose to change your job, like, what does that mean for you? Whether it's voluntary, whether you're like, gosh, I can't do this anymore, here's what I really want to be doing, or someone makes that decision for you, you get laid off, or, you know, your job goes away. And talking about how we're kind of defined by our work is, I feel like, kind of the theme in this one.
I think most people can relate to that, too.
I think anyone, we had a bunch of teens at the show, actually, in one of our last previews. And so I think anyone who's, like, getting into the workforce or has been in it in themselves can absolutely connect on a pretty gut level to this, in terms of what it's trying to get at and the way we're defined by our work and our jobs.
Well, what's your favorite moment or lines in the show?
I don't know if I have... You know, the play is, it's a quick show. It's like 70 minutes, 75 minutes, something like that. It goes very quickly. I think my favorite thing about it is I'm in such good company, you know, working with this particular group of actors, this Kelsey and Sharon Lee. There's something about being up on stage and looking across from you and seeing people you respect that much and genuinely like that much, and getting to go tell this story together. That's, you know, how lucky can you get?
Well, you're listening to Stage and Studio. I'm Dee Mae Roberts talking with Laura Faye Smith, and she's in The Typographer's Dream, and Antoinette Comer, who's in Dreamgirls, and both shows are at Portland Center Stage. And you can take a look at the tickets and all the info at pcs.org or stageandstudio.org. Now, both of these plays feature great roles for women. They really do. And it also seems like it's predominant. I mean, you know, it's two out of three in the cast are women. And in Dreamgirls, it's more women than men, I think, in the show, aren't there?
If we're going by numbers, there's actually more men, but in terms... There are.
Oh, I thought I counted them down. Okay.
Yeah, but in terms of the weight of the roles, it's definitely geared towards the women.
Definitely geared towards the women. And so is it becoming easier or harder to find these good women roles in theater now? You know, I know that's a weighty question.
Well, it is. I mean, because I think, you know, it's interesting, because when I teach a monologue class in the summer, and, you know, when the boys complain about being able to find a monologue, I'm like, you must not really be looking, because there are more male roles written. There's very few all-women plays, and we all know them. You know, they're the ones that get done over and over, you know, Steel Magnolias or whatever, something like that. Mm-hmm. There's probably more all male plays or roles with that, but I do think there's a lot of gems out there. maybe in a lot of new work for sure. Mm-hmm. You know, I think there's really good stuff being written for women.
Yeah, but a whole lot for men.
Yeah,
a whole
for
lot
sure.
for men. And I don't think, you know, I think it takes something extra to change that. Recently, 11 major theaters in London pledged to boost the number of women in acting, playwriting, and directing. They actually posted that on the Guardian newspaper and said, we're going to make a pledge to boost more women. Yeah. And so I'm wondering, do you think this kind of effort is needed in this country? To say, we're going to pledge to you know, just to concentrate on more women in these roles, in this, you know, as far as writing, as far as directing, as well as being on stage?
I don't know if it's necessarily needed, but I think it's awesome.
Yeah. It would be nice to see if it as an experiment, how it would change things.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with what Antoinette said. Is it needed? That's a great question. I don't know. I want people to just keep upping the level of work, regardless of whether it's male or female, like just that they just keep writing really great plays and producing really great plays. And if the story is more appropriate, maybe for an all-male cast, then I would still want that story to be told. But that if women, absolutely, I mean, that definitely directly benefits me as an actress if there's more opportunities out there. So overall, I guess I'd like to see just really great work being produced. But if that's a side benefit, I think that's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you find that, I mean, you both have certainly a lot, it seems like for me, great track records, and you've definitely got lots of work going, you know, that you're probably going to be on a plane to someplace else after this, right? Mm-hmm. Am I assuming that, Antoinette?
I'll be, you know, continuing on hunting for work. And
well, I'm just wondering, do you still have to hustle for parts?
Yes.
Do you still have to audition all the time?
Yes.
So that's what I'm leading to, is how hard is that, you know, to do that?
I think it depends on who you are as an actress. You know, When I wasn't on, like, aging, I guess is what I could talk about, aging in this business and being a woman. And, you know, it depends on what part. Like, I do voiceover, which it doesn't matter how old I am or what I look like at all. I do film, which it absolutely matters. Like, every breakdown I get from my commercial agent says, mother, female, attractive, not too attractive. That's my category. You know, that's what I am.
Gosh.
That's how they see me, and that's fine.
Yeah,
You know, what do they say? You know, the truth will set you free, but first it'll piss you off. Like, the first time you hear that, you kind of go, oh,
that's not very nice.
I'm so glad I'm not too attractive for you. But then when you kind of go, all right, fine, you know.
I want the work.
I mean, you don't think that? That's fine. I've always been a character actor. Even when I was an ingenue, I wasn't getting cast that way. So for me, that works out really well. I feel like you can have a really long career as a character actor because you can age into this and it doesn't matter. It's about what you do as opposed to how you look. So I suppose if I were an actress that had always been cast for being traditionally beautiful and a real leading lady type,
it would be a big change as you get older.
Right. Like, that could be really hard. Now it feels pretty much the same. You know, I mean, the roles change, right, as you get older. But I do feel like that I have a niche that I can look at. What about you, Antoinette?
Do you feel like you have the niche too?
Now more.
You get typecast?
yes. Knowing your type is definitely very important. So when you go into an audition, like, you know which auditions to go in for, so you're not necessarily like wasting your time. So that makes it a little bit easier to kind of narrow things down so you know what you're going in for. And like me right now, I can still play high school. So I'm going in for like young teenagers, young adults, and things like that. I can dance. So going in for a lot of ensemble dance stuff, but then I can also do leading parts. So there's a pool out there for me.
Well, I think so too. And I also think it's, you know, even if you do get typed, to go for those auditions where you can, you know, they ask for the attractive mom, you know, too attractive mom. Sure. And, you know, do you go in for roles that say, even if it says like a white role, do you go in for those anyway?
If it says specifically that they are looking for someone Caucasian, absolutely not.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Sometimes I feel like, you know, you need to change people's minds. You know?
If it's open, I will go ahead and walk in. But if they're looking specifically for a certain race, I'll move
you,
on to
you
the
just
next
move
one.
On to the next one. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because there's only so much time in the day, right?
Yes, because if there's something else down the street, I will go to that.
Yeah, well, you know, it's good to hear that, you know, that you are really working hard and that you are getting the work. But I'm just wondering, would you want, you know, what's your advice for young women? Would you, you know, if they want to go into acting? What's your advice to them?
Really want it. You know, I mean, it's a pretty unforgiving career. It's a lot of, you know, it's so much easier to do something else if you can't do anything else. They say, you know, then do it. And I agree with that, that it is hard on your ego. But figuring out who you are soon and being comfortable with that, I think, makes it a lot easier. And something I'm really learning over time is how not personal a lot of casting is. You know, that you can personalize and be like, oh, they don't like me. And it's like, no, someone else just might have walked in and been it. And it has very little to do with, anytime I've sat on the opposite side of the casting table and saw really wonderful actors come in and read for a part, but one person just kind of was, and you didn't have to do as much work, you know, because it's like, well, they're just walking in and they're kind of it. It didn't mean those other people weren't amazing. They just, you know, they just, someone else was, and they walked in and that's what it was. And I think that that's something to consider when you're starting to feel down about it.
That's absolutely true. And that's a lesson that I am kind of still learning. When you know, go and audition for things, you're not necessarily going to get the part every single time, but you have to be able to not take it personally and continue auditioning. Because if this is something you want to do, you have to be that dedicated to say, okay, this wasn't for me, something else is.
And you have to be ready to handle the disappointments too, right? Yeah. I mean, I've had a lot of actresses say they wouldn't want their daughters, you know, to go into this profession. You're both nodding your head like, yeah, you probably wouldn't want this for your daughter too, you know?
Well, if they wanted it though, you know, I mean, I tried to do the corporate thing. It's so much easier. Insurance and money and all those things. No amount of money ever made me as happy as doing this. And I got very lucky to marry someone at some point who said, I can't live with you when you're not happy, so you should go do this. And that for me was the tipping point when I went, okay, I'll go ahead. And nothing was better. So I've had more money in my life. I've had more security. But here's where I thought was interesting, because last year I didn't book any theatrical work. I auditioned for everything I was eligible for, and it just wasn't my turn. And I thought, oh my God, what am I going to do? Maybe I have to go get a desk job. Suddenly I was available for film and TV, so I got cast on Grimm.
Well, I was going to ask you, are you going to be on Grimm again?
They haven't killed me yet, so maybe. You know, that's kind of how you gauge it.
That's right.
But usually I wouldn't be able to even go audition, because you need 2 free weeks with no conflicts. And when you're in a show, like a Portland Center Stage show, you're working 6 days a week.
Right.
So you have to say, well, you could film me on a Monday, and they're like, forget it. There's someone else who could do this. So it's interesting when you make that space in your life. Like it last year, as dire as it seemed at the time, taught me that you make space, things will come fill it. I learned how to do audiobooks, which I never would have learned to do. So now I feel like I have this whole other thing.
So you have a whole other skill.
Yeah, why would you work on that when you're working all the time?
Right,
why would you make your life harder and go, no, I'm going to try and figure out something really complicated?
So it all happens for a reason, right, Antoinette?
Absolutely.
Yeah, sounds like it. Antoinette Comer and Laura Faye Smith, thank you so much for joining me today. I'm going to give some more info. I just wish you know, you're in previews now, Laura, and you're already running, so break legs on the rest of the show for you and for opening this weekend.
Thank you, Laura.
Thank you. Dream Girls with Antoinette Comer, right here on KBOO, runs through November 2nd at the main stage at the Girding Theater at the Armory, 128 Northwest 11th Avenue. Showtimes are 7:30, Tuesday through Sunday at 2 p.m. matinees on select Saturdays and Sundays at noon. And, they have noon matinees as well on Thursday. So you can find out more info at pcs.org. Also, The Typographer's Dream with Laura Faye Smith here in the studio is in previews right now. Opens October 10th, runs through November 16th, and those showtimes are 7:30 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday and 2 p.m. matinees on select Saturdays and Sundays. It was, it's in the very nice Ellen Bai studio. I love that theater at the Girding Theater at the Armory, and it's 128 Northwest 11th Avenue in Portland. For info, go to pcs.org or call 503-445-3700 or visit stageandstudio.org, where I have all of that info. And we do have tickets to both shows. Actually, before we say absolutely goodbye, one line about the Typographer's Dream, or one final shout out that you want to give for both of your shows.
The music in Dreamgirls is absolutely amazing, and this cast will completely blow you away with their voices.
And I just testify to that, because I saw it and it was amazing. I saw it opening and I loved it. Typographer's Dream, I think it is a completely unique show. I think it's going to make you think, and I think anybody who has ever worked or thought about who they are and what they want to be is going to be able to relate to this and will enjoy it.
And we have tickets to both Dream Girls and Typographer's Dream if you become a member. Renew your membership here at KBOO at 1-877-500-5266. Before we go, Laura, you've known KBOO for a many number of years. What's your best testimonial for KBOO?
I think it's such an incredible part of this local community in terms of the way it supports what's going on in the community and literally bringing a voice to different things that are going on and allowing people to know about hidden gems and things that are happening here that you wouldn't necessarily know even if you lived here.
Well, thank you so much, Laura Faye Smith, Antoinette Comer. It was so great to talk with both of you. And so break legs. We're going to go off to Membership Central here at KBOO. In the meantime, I want to urge you to call 1-877-500-5266.
And do stay tuned because White Bird Dance is coming up in just a few minutes. And we do have tickets if you become a member or renew your membership at the $100 level a year. You can get tickets to Dream Girls, and that is a pair of tickets. That show goes till November 2nd at the Girding Theater at the Armory there in the Pearl District. So do get a copy or get a pair of tickets to Dream Girls and see this amazing show. 877-500-5266, and whatever level you're able to give, that's what keeps this station going.
Now, we also have a pair of tickets for Typographer's Dream that's available with a $60 membership. So call us up, 1-877-500-5266, and go to the theater as well as support community radio, the radio that you love to listen to all the time, that presents a Stage and Studio, which has been on the air for, it's our longest running show dedicated to Portland performing arts, and they've had hundreds of writers and media makers on Stage and Studio. And so calling up, you help support this program along with all the other shows that you like to listen to at KBOO as well. So Pick up your phone and give us a call. A lot of people out there have listened to KBOO for years and have not become members. And it's time now for you to become a member of community radio.
I just want to put a pitch in for the Typographer's Dream. That runs October 4th to November 16th. And those tickets can be yours for a $60 commitment to KBOO. And that actually can be done as a monthly deduction. It used to be for tickets that you would have to pay up front, but you could actually do this as a $5 a month contribution to KBOO. Typographer's Dream is recommended for ages 13 plus, and it follows the story of a stenographer, a geographer, and a typographer. And during a career-oriented presentation, becomes hilariously clear that their personal issues just so happen to correspond with their jobs. So if that sounds like an interesting play, I am interested in seeing it myself. You can actually pick up a pair of tickets for the Typographer's Dream for a $60 pledge to KBOO. If you're able to give a $100 pledge to KBOO, you can get one of these three pairs of tickets that we have for Dream Girls, which runs till November 2nd. So call right now, 877-500-5266. We want to thank the restaurants that have donated to support KBOO today. They've donated food for our volunteers. Overlook Restaurant, 1332 North Skidmore, locally owned for over 40 years. Fire on the Mountain, 1708 East Burnside. You can find more information at portlandwings.com. Bombay Chat House at 804 Southwest 12th Avenue, serving traditional Indian cuisine, open Monday through Friday and Saturday. So we also want to thank a couple people who gave online. One person gave on behalf of the Occupy Portland Elder Caucus. I understand there's a challenge going on among the Occupy Portland crowd to support KBOO. Yeah, think about giving $99 to KBOO, whether you could do that as a monthly deduction. Support the 99%. This is radio for the 99% right here. And you can split that up. Give, you know, a few dollars every month to support this type of radio. It's about, I think about $8, maybe $8.50 a month that you could give to support KBOO at that level. Eric and Corvallis also supported KBOO online. So you could do that as well, kboo.fm. And I see D-May.
Oh, hi. Hi, Jenka. It's D-May here. I just wanted to check up and see how the tickets were going for Portland Center Stage.
We still have tickets.
Okay, well, do you know the Dream Girls thing? What are we offering them for?
$100.
Well, you know what? It's totally worth it because I have heard so many good things about this. If anybody anybody's ever seen the movie or anybody has ever seen the stage musical at Portland Center Stage, it's a spectacle. And the music is so fabulous, and these actors are incredible. I've seen some of the videos, and I haven't had a chance to see the show, but it's incredible. And the Typographer's Dream is in a really great theater, and it's really about, quiet things in life. You know, the people that probably get overlooked a lot and doing these incredible jobs, but that people don't regard in a high favor, you know? And so I think that's going to be an interesting show to go see, too. But mostly it's to support Stage and Studio here and to say, you know, to give your voice of support for all the work that's done all throughout the year. And I hope that, you know, listeners are tuning in every week to take, to learn more about the Portland area and the burgeoning of arts that has happened in the last, especially the last 10 years. And this show's been going on. This is the 18th year, you guys. This is the 18th year for Stage and Studio as a volunteer effort. And I really hope that people would take the opportunity to call 1-877-500-5266 and show your support. If you can't get that, do you have the info about the Arthur Dong's book? That's an incredible book.
Oh, yes. I've
Forbidden
heard
City,
about
USA.
Oh, yeah. Forbidden City, yes.
Yeah.
Down in San Francisco.
There's this history of Chinese American nightclubs. And Arthur Dong is the preeminent person. He made a documentary about that in 1989. And then he took all the oral histories and the really fun stories that happened during that time and these incredible pictures of the golden era of Chinese American nightclubs. And we have one copy of that book.
Yeah, we only have one. So call up and support KBOO right now. With your contribution, you could get that copy of Forbidden City USA. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. And this Broadway musical, the Tony Award winning musical Dreamgirls,
and Academy Award winning too,
and we've got these amazing actresses that were here talking to D-May, Antoinette Comer, we also heard Laura Faye Smith. I mean, these are amazing Portland actors that are top of the line. You have this culture, this arts and culture here in Portland. Show your appreciation for it. And
this just in, we like to thank
Martha,
who used to live in Portland. She now lives in Seattle, but she continues to listen to KBOO online. So you don't even have to be in Portland to be a KBOO listener, which means you don't have to be in Portland to be a KBOO supporter. So you can call us up 1-877-500-5266 and become a member of KBOO, as well as going online to kboo.fm. I wanted to ask you, Forbidden City, this book, wasn't also the Rodgers and Hammerstein musical Flower Drum Song sort of inspired by this?
Well, you know what? Flower Drum Song was inspired by this era. You are correct in that. And there was a writer named C.S. Lee who wrote about a book about the Forbidden City nightclubs, and then they Rodgers and Hammerstein took a lot of info and turned that into Flower Drum Song. But this is actually about the real people and the real, the real acts. There were bubble dancers. There were tap dancers
and
songstresses.
And stuff like that. Yeah.
But, it's everything that you would see in a Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers movie or a Ziegfeld Follies, or Burlesque. All of that.
And they were all just
one
American,
nightclub.
They were all just American kids who
grew
up listening to the radio and stuff and got a chance to perform.
Well, they were not given the opportunities to perform in Hollywood.
Yeah.
So that this was a major opportunity for them to hone their skills and to become stars within their own communities. And actually, Ronald Reagan went to them. Bob Hope went to the shows. I mean, a lot of people actually stole a lot of material from the Chinese American nightclubs.
Yeah,
and
that
so this book
document, era,
that nightclub era, and there were all spread out, not just on both coasts. So it was an amazing time period.
It's amazing how the word would spread from town to town. A hot act would appear, like Martin and Lewis, and within a day, people would know about it up and down
the coast. Exactly. You've got that. You've really got that.
That is a $60 minimum contribution to
KBOO.
Oh,
it's such a beautiful book. I think anybody who gets it would be so pleased.
And there's
by
only
it.
One. There's only one.
So
the next
I'm
person
afraid.
That calls at that $60 level, that's $5 a month, you can get that and really learn this amazing history.
And
so,
what's that number to call?
Yes. Call us at 877-500-5266 or go online like Michelle does up there in Seattle, or Martha does up in Seattle, who still listens to KBOO.
Oh, awesome,
at KBOO,
Martha.
KBOO.fm. Do it right now. We need your support. How can we keep shows like Stage and Studio on without your support? And you won't be able to listen to it unless you do support it. So
you know, for the longest time, there was hardly any arts coverage, especially on broadcast media. And it's starting to burgeon a little bit more now. But really, the reason I took this show on in 1997 was because nobody was covering the arts, you know.
And it used to be a thing that Portland Radio did back in the
It really was. And the community radio has really kept going. And KBOO has really got the most local coverage and the most arts coverage, actually. If you consider the music and all the different shows that are on KBOO, there really is a lot of arts coverage that, you know, we just take for granted. That's part of KBOO. You know,
KBOO because, does it, and
because
no one
we
else
think
does.
It's important.
You and you know, there's big competition to get on this show. Stage and Studio is really
dozens
really well
and dozens of emails every day, man. It's really hard to go through all of them. People are Facebooking me. People are just stalking me, babe. I don't know what to do. So that's why I wanted to do this 1 hour show and just let people know more about more groups. But
and we get music on the Monday Sampler. We get a lot of people wanting to come on. We have performances on the Monday Sampler.
That that you can support all of it by calling right now, 877-500-5266. And we do have still two pair of tickets for Dreamgirls.
Oh, wow. You guys have to take advantage of that. Any way you can do it, I'm talking to you listeners, any way you can do it, take advantage of it right now because this offer doesn't come along every day.
Yeah,
and you know that. You know that. 1-877-500-5266. Show your support for the show. We're going to do part two of the show, but thank you guys for pitching in there. We're listening. Oh, we're going to listen to a song now. Guess what we're listening to? We're listening to Gene Genie by the great David Bowie. I'm D.May Roberts, stage and studio. His music is being featured by one of the opening performances for Whitebird's new season. It's the Michael Clark Company, and they're performing to David Bowie and Iggy Pop, Wire, and Bruce Gilbert. And this concert is October 16th through the 18th. And you know what? We're going to talk about that now. With me in the studio are Walter Jaffe. Hello.
So great being back here.
And Paul King.
Hi, DeMay. It's wonderful to see you. Thanks for having us.
The founders and co-artistic directors of Whitebird Dance. And I want to welcome you both back to stage and studio a little bit. So, let's turn this down just a little bit, but I want to keep a little bit under. Is the performance by the Michael Clark Company a tribute to British 1970s rock? Would you describe it that way?
That could be so.
That's one way.
I think the point is there are actually a lot to talk about with the show, but the big thing is Michael Clark is one of the major and most important and most innovative choreographers from Britain who's not been seen in the U.S. in ages. So it's a big deal for him to be in the U.S. on a tour. There are only four stops. We're actually the second stop. They're coming to Irvine, Portland, Chicago, and then Pittsburgh. This is he is inspired by classic rock music. It's David Bowie. It's Iggy Pop. And by the way, we just learned that he's added a new section to Velvet Underground, which is Lou Reed and John Cale.
Wow.
And this is only for this tour. So this is a big deal.
I know our listeners love that music. It'd be great to see dance around that, right? So there's also a special note, though, I have to mention it. It does contain nudity.
Brief
nudity. But that's good to know.
We don't want people to be disappointed. It's not, you know. It's
I think there's a couple of butts. Quick flash.
Uh-oh.
Of a
Uh-oh. Yeah. Well, what stands out for this company as far as the movement?
We had the chance to see the company in the studio when we were visiting London, which Michael is... he's an interesting guy. He's kind of reclusive. So we were honored that we were able to go into the studio and see it. How many dancers? Well, I think
there are six dancers in the company. It's actually a fairly small company. Beautiful dancers, however.
Amazing dancers and such unique movement. This is very fashion forward, this piece. I think there is a documentary about the David Bowie exhibit, which just opened in Chicago at the Museum of Contemporary Art in Chicago last week, maybe a week and a half ago. And Michael Clark is in the documentary about the exhibit with that the V&A created there, the Victoria and Albert Museum. It's touring the world. It's the only destination in the United States or in North America, I think, is Chicago. And we actually have a contest to win a trip to Chicago to see the exhibit, a personal tour, as well as dinner in a fine Chicago restaurant.
Wow.
And a chance to see Hubbard Street Dance Chicago in one of their home performances. All you have to do is like us on Facebook and enter the contest.
Well, there you go.
That's the Whitebird Facebook page.
Whitebird Facebook page. Yes.
And well, the drawing will be at the last show of Michael Clark.
Well, and if people call in at 1-877-500-5266, they could pick up a pair of tickets to Michael Clark and perhaps receive the news of the drawing right there at the concert. So your 2014-2015 season starts this weekend with actually the Philip Glass Dance of inspired Diavolo, is that correct?
Diavolo,
yes. And that's on October 9th through the 11th.
Yes.
We just heard the Bowie-inspired Michael Clark Company on October 16th through the 18th, which we just talked about. And you also have the Ballet Boys on November 11th through and 12th. And so, oh, what's this? Oh, I think that's Philip Glass. Well, let's talk briefly about Diavolo then. It's an LA-based company. It's billed as Architecture in Motion featuring Philip Glass music, which we're listening to. And I watched a video of this, and it's incredible. There's these huge architectural shapes on stage.
And Michael Curry from Portland was involved in the creation of the dome.
Well, he's the famous puppeteer, you know, he did the Lion King.
All the puppets costumes for
the
Lion King.
The fascinating thing about this work, we've actually brought Diavolo twice. The last time was 10 years ago. This is the third part of a trilogy that was created in collaboration with the LA Philharmonic and was actually done at the Hollywood Bowl. So in each case, there was a sculptural set. It was different music. This is the final piece, Philip Glass. We actually saw a run through of it last year in their studio. And within the space of the studio, without all the pyrotechnics and all the production value, it is beautiful.
Well, they're not just huge. They're almost like building huge. You know, they're little tiny house huge, maybe.
They're hard to move around.
Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah. And yes. The movement, the dancers move inside, on top of this huge set pieces. And really, it's a living sculpture.
Exactly.
This cast is made up of dancers as well as gymnasts, acrobats. And it's unique. He's Jacques Haim is from Paris, and he was a street performer in France before moving to Los Angeles. And he finally figured out that he's really not a choreographer. He's an architect. He deals with space and bodies in space. And every one of his pieces has some kind of architectural component to it.
Wow, it just sounds incredible. I mean, actually, when you just go to whitebird.org and you just look through your entire season, I'm always amazed at how varied these dance companies are and how you've selected companies from all over the world.
That is very deliberate.
It's very difficult to do that, to plan that out, though.
Difficult and deliberate.
Dance
means everything now. It's movement. That's what we're talking about, is movement. And that can be in the form of contemporary dance. Modern dance can be. We don't do classical ballet, but we do a contemporary form of ballet. Hip-hop, tap we're bringing this year. And we're even bringing circus.
Movement-based circus.
You've had indigenous dance, too.
Yes.
I mean, everywhere.
We even, actually, from Taiwan, we had a drumming company from U Theater.
Because it has a lot of movement to it.
It's all choreographed.
Right. You know? So just like Taiko is. So that's wonderful.
Yeah.
So the other company I'd like to highlight is Ballet Boys. And here's some music from their performance called Talent. Yeah, that's it, isn't it? Okay.
I believe so.
So they're very physical yet very fluid.
What's interesting to me about this company is that these are two guys that originated this, Billy and Michael. They were principal stars of the Royal Ballet for many years, and they decided to leave the Royal and together create the Ballet Boys. They brought two lovely women dancers in, female dancers, with them. And for over 10 years, they toured as the Ballet Boys, contemporary work, contemporary choreographers from all over the world. They got a little bit older and weren't able to dance the way they used to. And they decided to do something really interesting. And they created something called, they call the talent. And they went to working class neighborhoods all over Great Britain and found young men that weren't necessarily thinking about a career in dance, but they were very athletic. They were flexible, physical. They had attributes that these men saw in them, and they built on those attributes and those talents. These kids, we were in their studio outside London. They have classes for 5 hours.
Wow.
And they soak it all up. They take it all in. They have choreographers working with them from everywhere. And we're really excited to bring these 10 young men to Portland. We got a chance to see some of their work and some of them dancing in other companies while we were in London. And they're amazing.
Well, so, I think it's unusual to see an all-male ballet company that isn't comical. I mean, there are male companies.
The trucks, yeah.
Yeah. That's, you know, it's more for fun, and you see men in tutus. You're not going to see men in tutus in this show.
No.
This
no.
is very serious, a dance that's very beautiful and fluid and muscular
yeah.
and athletic.
And just, they're not afraid of the beefcake.
but just to add...
Interesting.
We're doing this for 2 nights at the Schnitzer, which is a very large concert hall. And we are doing that because we feel that there's a potential for a lot of younger people to see this show, and actually offering special discounts for groups. The thing about the show also is there's going to be video accompanying it, and you can actually go behind the scenes and meet the dancers and see how they rehearse. It's going to add really an exciting aspect to this performance.
Well, this company, the Ballet Boys, seems like something that I don't know, the hip hop generation, or that would appeal to that because it is about very athletic dancing.
I think the millennium,
Millennials, yeah,
the millennials, because. You know, we love seeing young people watching young people on stage, and those people in the audience realize that they could do this. This could be them up there, if they harness their talent, worked hard. I mean, there's not a lot of difference. If you see these guys leave the theater, they're in street clothes, they look like all the other millennials,
So they could relate to this company.
Absolutely.
Well, you're listening to Stage and Studio. I'm DeMay Roberts, and I'm talking with Paul King and Walter Jaffe, the founders and co-artistic directors of Whitebird Dance. And we're talking about three of their shows. First off, Diavolo, Architecture in Motion from Los Angeles, acrobatic company. And that's Thursday, Saturday through October 9th through the 11th at 7:30 at the Newmark. And you can go to whitebird.org or Portland 5 box office, which is located at 111 Southwest Broadway, or call 1-800-380-3516 for more info. And all of that info actually applies to the Northwest debut of Britain's Michael Clark Company. And it's set primarily to the music of legendary rocker David Bowie, Iggy Pop, a couple others, Velvet Underground. That's Thursday through Saturday, October 16th through the 18th at 7:30 p.m. at the Newmark. And again, that's 111 Southwest Broadway. And you can go to whitebird.org for more info. And finally, the Ballet Boys, which is Tuesday through Wednesday, 7:30 p.m. November 11th through the 12th, and that's at the Arlene Schnitzer Concert Hall. For info and tickets, whitebird.org. You know, I also have all that info at stageandstudio.org. And I just wanted to give a shout-out, too, that we have tickets for Ballet Boys and the Michael Clark Company. If you call now at 1-877-500-5266. Now, I wanted to talk about this because is this your 17th year?
We're opening our 17th year,
yeah,
and we want to congratulate you on your 18th year.
Well, I don't know. I seem to remember we almost started at the same time, so maybe I'm confused.
No, we started in 1997.
Oh, okay.
But our first our anniversary has to do with our
subscription. Right, because we started almost the same time, I think.
October of 97.
Yeah. Yeah. And you've been coming on, you know, pretty much every year,
yeah,
you know,
we appreciate
at least once,
that.
At least every year. So you ever think that this would last this long? You know, it's a long time. It's still a labor of love for you guys.
It's labor of love. Yeah. We can only do it as a labor of love.
Is the question, did we all think that we would last this long? I think that's...
Or that you thought that Whitebird would last longer, right?
Well, this audience, Portland, as you know, DeMay, is amazing. I mean, they, you know, we figure we're going to do it as long as the audience comes, you know, and there's many more offerings now, and it's harder to get your message out, but we're very fortunate that we've been able to work together. Barney, you know, the Whitebird, if only he would at least answer the phone, but he's the CEO. He doesn't do much.
Well, I want to say something about the audience, too, because there's this conception when you go to dance that it's kind of like you have to get dressed up and, you know, you have to wear formals and things like that. And that it could not be further from the truth.
Right.
I mean, this is Portland, for goodness sakes. But, you know, just because it's at the Schnitz, just because it's at the Newmark, you just come and just watch, right? I mean, there's no dress code for anybody here.
That was actually it's in our mission. Our goal is to make dance exciting, accessible, and exciting, educational, and accessible to everyone.
And affordable.
And affordable. And that really means we've kept our ticket prices low. We always have senior student dance working artist discounts. We have a half-price student senior rush right before many of our shows. And as we indicated, we can work with groups who have very specific discounts. We love seeing young people. We love seeing people of every type in our audience.
And you often do. You know, especially because there's so many different global spheres that are represented.
Absolutely.
You know, different groups that are represented. Sometimes you do see a lot more mixtures of people at your concerts as opposed to another one.
We love it when you come to me.
I love coming. Yes. Now, here's this dance card I want to give a shout out to, that if you get a PDX dance card, when you fill it, what happens? It says, fill your dance card, and there's all these different companies, and Whitebird is one of them.
It's for the month of October.
Yeah.
And there's actually four companies. So the more companies that you go see, so
you get your card punched.
You get it punched, and after the second punch, you get a gift certificate to 15% off Swank and Swine restaurant, and the new restaurant in the Paramount.
Oh, I see.
There's
three punches, you get a surprise bonus certificate, and four punches, you get to win the ultimate PDX dance adventure, complete with five nights of dinner, dance, and hotel. Wow.
Five hotel nights, five dinners, and five shows, and 10 tickets.
Well, so somebody who gives, pledges to KBOO and becomes a member or renews their membership, and they get one of these tickets, that would still count, right?
Absolutely.
If they went to the Michael Clark Company, you could get a dance card.
You get a dance card,
and you'd
at
be entered
the show.
Into things. Yes. And yeah,
you'll get a punch, and then if you go to OBT, you'll get a punch, and we won't actually punch you.
You'll get your dance card punched,
right.
Guys. Yes. Yeah. So definitely, in the time remaining, I just want to ask you too, because you have been coming every year, Walter and Paul, I'd like to actually film you, and I'm going to post this. Doing a testimonial, and I'm going to get my iPad
testimonial.
Right here.
Wow.
For KBOO and for Stage and Studio and for the membership drive. What do you think about that? Let me get my iPad ready, and we'll film you, and I'll post this on somewhere, KBOO's website, and
all
then
right.
You guys can see it. Okay, so I'm going to film. Let's film Paul first, and then I'll switch to Walter. So what do you what do you think, Paul, about KBOO?
Well, thanks, DeMay. We love KBOO. Our community wouldn't be complete without KBOO. It's you guys delve into topics that nobody else talks about. You bring people here to share their ideas and their visions with our community, and no one else is doing that kind of work. And it's you are a jewel of our city and extremely important to the fabric of our lives.
Well, thank you for that. And Walter, what do you think?
Well, of course, I want to echo Paul, but I think in the now that we're going into our 17th year, you've been a constant with us and with the current arts community, and that's saying a lot, considering how the media has changed. The print media is constantly shifting. It's going more online, digital. But you keep doing it the way Paul and I keep doing Whitebird. We can't thank you enough. We can't thank KABU enough. Yes. For the support that you give to the performing arts.
Oh, thank you, guys. Thank you. And I'm going to post it on YouTube. So it's so great to talk with you, because I really think that there's a passion for dance that is really needed in this community. And it can be in many forms. It's ever-changing. You cross the globe and bring all these fantastic artists here, so we don't have to spend all that money to go around the globe, right?
Try to bring the world
dance. We spend the money for you.
Well, and thank you for doing that. And I'm really appreciative of that. So we're going to give one more. What's your final shout out for any of the companies, Michael Clark or the Ballet Boys? What's your final shout out?
Well, it's very hard to say. Ballet Boys is going to be really thrilling for young people, for older people, just to see 10 guys dance on stage. It's a model for young people, and especially for guys who are sort of thinking about dancing, and you can see what's being accomplished on this, and it's just going to be a fun show.
It's a good way to give, you know, to give all that excess energy and put it on stage, right?
Exactly.
We're partnering with the Northwest Home Center with Michael Clark a week from yesterday, this coming Monday. They're showing the film Velvet Goldmine.
Oh, so that's fantastic. You get this holistic experience here. Walter Jaffe, Paul King, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you, Whitebird
Dance. Thank you so much, Jemai.
And we have some tickets to offer to Whitebird Dance. But first, let's check in with Membership Central. I'm Dimae Roberts, urging you to call 1-877-500-5266. Till next time, I'm Dimae Roberts, but I'll be right back.
Yes, we do have tickets. We have a pair of tickets for the Michael Clark Company for a $90 membership. And also for a $90 membership, you could have a pair of tickets to Ballet Boys. So give us a call right now, 1-877-500-5266. And other people have called in.
Yeah, we want to thank people who have called. Philip, renewing from Northeast Portland. Patty from Oregon City, a new member, and Brian from Northeast Portland. So thank you all. So we don't have any more tickets for Dream Girls, but we do have Exiles at Artist Repertory Theater for a $60 contribution, or Typographer's Dream. We still have a pair of tickets to Typographer's Dream at Portland Center Stage. So that contribution, a $60 contribution, can be split up into monthly deductions from your checking account or your credit card, $5 a month. And that $90 contribution can be split up into $7.50 a month contributions to KABU. So keep that going and keep this station going. 877-500-5266. I want to encourage people to get this one pair of tickets to Ballet Boys for a $90 contribution to KABU. This is has received worldwide acclaim for performances marked by muscularity, ferocity, as well as grace and elegance. And as Dimae pointed out, it's very unusual to see a troupe of all-male dancers that's not comic. This is an incredible performance, and it's November 11th and 12th at Arlene Schnitzer Concert Hall in downtown Portland. Patty noted when she called in that she had been listening to OPB and then decided to switch over to KABU and noticed
that. Oh, I love hearing that, Jenka.
Tickets, and she decided to get the tickets. You know, I listen to OPB. I have nothing against them.
No, I don't either, but I really like that.
I like also that, you know, so many people from KABU get trained here, and then many of the voices that you hear on OPB were trained here at KABU in our training grounds.
Exactly. Oh, and nationally, too.
And throughout the country. I keep running into the names and voices that I know on other syndicated stations and in the Nation magazine. We've got a KABU volunteer that now is reporting for them, and many other places becoming journalists in their own right.
Well, KABU is one of the last training grounds, if not the training ground for radio here in Portland, especially. Because where else are you going to learn how to do that? And also, if you really care about a particular subject, such as the arts, you could come here and start volunteering. volunteering and start covering the arts. So this is such an incredible training ground for so many people, but also just a place for people to be able to hone their skills and to share them with the community. So I don't know how the tickets are going, but I'm still urging people to call.
We've still got Ballet Boys tickets.
1-877-500-526. Our goal was 500. I don't know how close we are to that. I'm hoping people will turn out now.
We've got 300 to go, so I think we can do that in the next 6 minutes.
Yeah, let's devote that and see if we can get those phones to ring. 1-877-500-5266. I'm Dee Mae Roberts with this 1 hour stage and studio, which you've been listening to. And do we have any tickets left for Dream Girls too?
Dream Girls tickets are all gone.
They're all gone. Yay!
But we have Typographer's Dream
and the Michael Clark Company.
Oh, the Michael Clark. You guys, if you love this David Bowie, Iggy Pop, now they're adding the Velvet Underground. You know what I love about these dance concerts? You go there and you're listening to this music, but you're also seeing this incredible movement on stage. And honestly, for my husband, this is, sorry, Richard, but he loves going to this dance because a lot of times, sometimes with theater, you know, it's a little bit talky, you know, and you have to love that. But if you're going there and you're seeing the music seeing the dance and the music together, it really does move you into a different area, you know, a different part of your brain, and it just lifts you up in a different way.
So that Michael Clark Company is the one featuring the David Bowie music.
Yes, I'm looking forward to that one too. 1-877-500-5266. And then we also the Arthur Dong book, Forbidden City USA.
We still have that.
Oh
actually.
Oh my gosh, for $60, what a treat that is. That there is only one copy. You know, Arthur Dong actually self-published that, but it's being distributed by a publisher. But he really has done that as a labor of love too, just as he's done his independent documentary, which is also called Forbidden City USA. And so I really have so much respect for all the interviews, hundreds and hundreds of interviews he did with many performers who are no longer with us. And there is this document now in this book, and it's such a treat to read through all the stories, the struggles, the joys, you know, the talent that so many of these performers had. And I urge you to call 1-877-500-5266. $60 for this book is for your membership is just an incredible offer.
A bargain.
Chinese American
and it's
nightclubs,
a big book. It's
1936
a big book.
Nice big, to 1970.
Yeah. It's a coffee table type book.
Yes.
So, you know, lots of big glossy pictures. So, 1-877.
How can you not want to become a member here? Of all the fun that we have on the air.
Come on down. See us.
It is the farmer's market of radio.
It really is. It really is. And all these tickets, I mean, all these events, you know, you get this as sort of a premium, as a thank you gift. But really, what you're contributing to is to make sure that KBOO keeps on going, that Stage and Studio, you know, keeps on going, that we can offer this type of programming because it really is unusual. You know, some people are starting to do more in radio about the arts. I've been doing it for this is going on 18 years now. And if for some reason, you know, it fell by the wayside, now people are getting back into it. KBOO has always done it. You look at any kind of major achievement or major direction that broadcasting is going to, whether whatever topic. KBOO's always done that. It's done investigation. It's into any subject, you know.
Well, now getting back to what your show's done, it's not like you've had to struggle to find stuff to do your show about.
Oh, no.
There's so much theater and dance and performance that goes on here in Portland.
There's so much talent.
There's
in
so
city.
Much. It's unbelievable. Every weekend can be a arts festival. It really can because there is that much talent in this community to warrant that. You could go to a different event every single night of the week practically, and still have lots more to do.
Well, we want you to be able to go see this Michael Clark Company with the David Bowie music. We've got those tickets, and I think we still got those tickets, a $90 pledge, and they could be yours. $7.50 a month. You could do that from your checking account, and you could also get the Ballet Boys for a $90 contribution.
But also you're saying that you support DeMay and her program that she's been doing for 17 years here on cable. She is Miss Opening Night for Portland.
Oh, I don't know about that. I miss so many opening nights.
Miss First Nighter. And so live many on people, the radio.
You know, she gets
Miss
tickets.
Miss Matinee these days, but
so many shows. You know, you hear about on stage and studio, and people get tickets
almost every week. People win tickets. Yeah. That's a lot of work, let me tell you. But you know, the other thing to think about too is that this is your time to show your support. You know, and I know that there is a community that's so interested in the arts now. They really are, in arts coverage. And it's nice to hear that phone ring. It really is, because I often don't hear from people. You know, I often don't, unless they want to be on the show. I often don't hear from listeners. And this
it's
is
a lonely
always,
life on the radio.
It,
people
you know,
stop
isn't
you at the
radio
grocery
kinda
store.
Lonely?
What
but,
do you do?
You know, sometimes, you know, I'll
I
hear
remember
on
your
Facebook,
voice on the radio.
But, yeah, but yeah. It's really nice to hear the phone rings and go, oh, wow, people are listening. People are tuned in, and but people so, do care.
So, folks, we want you to call 877-500-5266. Support all the type of programming that we do here. We're going to have a totally different type of show coming up here in just the next hour. But for right now, we've been talking about these dance performances that are going to be around town, and this live musicals with Dream Girls and the Topographer's Dream.
Michael Clark Company, yeah. And also the Ballet Boys and the Arthur Dong Forbidden City.
I mean, those are what's going on around town now. But has the regular mainstream covered any of this, talked about it? I mean,
very little.
I mean, they have other things they cover. And
it might
stuff,
be a calendar listing, but you know, that
but
kind of
here
thing.
We've been talking to the folks who go around the world to find these dance companies. We've talked to the actresses who have been appearing at not only in these performances, but are also, you know, working around town and their life as an actor.
Well, and all of that is to say that these are real people. These are real people doing these arts. And you know, we also did a new format too, because we used to have a lot of breaks during the 1 hour show if we were doing a 1 hour special, and we saved it up till the end so you guys could really hear the interviews. And I hope you're appreciative of that. And maybe if you want to vote for this new format where, you know, we keep the pledge drive, longer breaks, but keep the programming intact, give us a call now at 1-877-500-5266. Show your support and tell us what you think.
Well, it looks like they're getting ready in the other studio. They're looking at what underwriting to read.
Yeah.
People are like going, what button do I push now?
Well, in that remaining time until people kick us off the air, 1-877-500-5266. Show your support, pick up some tickets, pick up a book, and show your support for D. May Roberts. This is me, Stage and Studio.
And Handmade Radio, our specialty at KBOO. Thanks, D. May.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. Once again, 1-877-500-5266. Call us right now and support community radio, KBOO Portland.
You're listening to KBOO Portland Community Radio. Yeah!
Este programa está patrocinado en parte por la Fundación de Miembros de KBOO y por Lens International Farmers Market, un programa del Rancho Sanger, cada domingo durante el mes de octubre en la 92 y Foster, desde las 10 de la mañana hasta las 3 de la tarde. Lens Farmers Market ofrece el Food Scouts Mercado de Agricultores, Club de Niños, una mesa comunitaria, demostración de cocina y música en vivo. Más información en Lens Market, farmersmarket.com.